This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, the publisher of Audiophile. Michelle Cobb is with me this week. We've been talking about audiobooks that maybe can fill that gap that we all have because there is not a new fall television season. Michelle, this has been a good week so far. How are we today on Thursday? Where are we going to go with this? What other gap can you fill in?
Oh, my favorite gap, the medical television show gap. So if you're like in Grey's Anatomy or The Resident or Amsterdam, this is for you.
Okay. And what's the name of it, please?
The White Coat Diaries by Maddie Sinha, read by Sunila Nankani.
Ah, The White Coat Diaries. Okay, that's good. So it's told as a memoir, even though I'm sure it's fiction?
Oh, it's totally fiction, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the main character is a new doctor, which is also something that they often put in television shows. Brand new doctor, right? You're trying to balance the intensity of the job with the demands of regular life. So in this case, the doctor is Nora Kapadia, whose mother, originally from India, is not very supportive of her following in her dead father's footsteps into medicine.
Oh, any particular reason, or is it just that's not what girls should do?
You're supposed to marry and have children, don't you know?
Okay. Just checking.
The mother is very memorable as a character. She's got a little shopping problem, and she's not shy about the guilt trips. And she's struggling with diabetes, and she seems to have a chocolate croissant addiction.
And, you know, Sunila Nankani is a really good narrator. She does a lot of fantasy and sci-fi.
Yes, I felt she was Nora, and she nailed all the characters. And, of course, the narration requires a finesse because you are dealing with more serious topics surrounding health and ethics. Mm-hmm. And she did such a great job. So there was fun, but there were serious moments that didn't take away from the fun because she handled them so well.
And I would also imagine when she's narrating the mother's role, you know, she doesn't want it to turn into parody.
Correct. Yes. And it never does.
Yeah. That's you know, that's always something that's tricky.
Yes.
So why don't we hear a little bit?
Oh, look, it's the difficult days of being an intern, and those are exacerbated by other things. So she's an intern. There you go.
This is The White Coat Diaries by Maddie Sinha, read by Sunila Nankani.
I've been awake for over 24 hours. During that time, I've peed twice, eaten once, and asked myself, how did it come to this? 18 times. I thought I'd be good at this. Why am I not good at this? I reach into the pocket of my white coat for my inhaler, and the lights flick back on. From the corner of my eye, I see something tiny and brown scurry across the floor and dive behind a box of gauze pads. I spring to my feet, and my head strikes the shelf above me. Pain sears through the back of my skull. I yelp, and as my hand flies up to my scalp to check for bleeding, I knock over a box, causing a million little band-aids to come fluttering down all around me like ticker tape, as if to say, "Congratulations, you're a 26-year-old loser hiding in a closet."
Oh, hell, I've had days like that.
Yeah, well.
Let me tell you, but isn't it also so crazy how it's come to consider having doctors not sleep for 24 hours and not eat for, you know, to eat once in 24 hours. Somehow that's considered good training, which is insane when you think about it.
Yes. And, you know, you learn that in the television shows. I guess you learn that when you're actually a doctor. This is part of the process. But I don't have any idea why, like, what has led us to assume that this is a good idea. And as someone who's certainly taken, you know, a friend or myself to the emergency room at the wee hours of the morning, I always think, well, are they really going to be able to help me? Aren't they sleepy? You
know? I know, exactly. I look at them with a very jaundiced eye. Yeah, but there you go. But it does sound this, I like books where you have that, at the end. It's over. No. Doesn't she like go on?
Yes. And I have a feeling when all of these medical shows return, we're still going to be talking about COVID-19 as kind of a part of this. And this book is COVID-free. So it's even more escapist that way.
Oh, that's good. That's excellent. That is The White Coat Diaries by Madhi Sinha, read by Sunila Nankani. Okay, Michelle, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing, a 30 years plus independent audiobook publisher that's now also publishing print books and ebooks. And this fall, look for the YA dystopian novel, The Key to Fear, from New York Times bestselling author Kristen Cast. And subscribe to Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. And then leave us a rating on Apple. It will help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.